haven't seen anything else quite like Don Quixote, says Michael Costin, a retail analyst in Tokyo for Japan Consuming. It's chaotic, messy stores, which belie what's behind it. A highly disciplined, extremely rigorous management philosophy. Investors seem to agree. Pan Pacific's shares have climbed 34% in the past year, giving the company a market value of 1.2 trillion yen. As convention-defying as its literary namesake, Don Quixote is a little like a mashup of TJ Maxx, Dollar Tree, Costco, and the no-frills grocer Aldi, with a dollop of Japanese eccentricity thrown in. It also shares DNA with European brands, such as Flying Tiger Copenhagen, whose stores stock an unpredictable mix of cheap products intended to spur impulse buys. Retail experts have described Donki, as it's popularly known, as a jungle, a hoarder's paradise, even a fire hazard, with shelves so heavily packed they look as if they might fall over. But the heart of its strategy is simple. Floor staff should have near total autonomy to decide what to sell. Store managers control merchandising, negotiating prices directly with suppliers, and deciding how to change sales displays to keep customers coming back. And they come anytime they please, since all locations stay open 24/7. In the past year, Don Quixote has closed branch offices and cut the number of regional-level managers to ensure store staff answer to fewer people and make decisions themselves. Managers can spend on costly frills when needed. Consider the roller coaster installed on the roof of Donki's outlet in Tokyo's Roppongi Entertainment District, never used because of complaints from neighbors. Or the Ferris wheel in front of one Osaka store.